Bonjour et merci de voler des lignes aériennes de Phil Hendry. Nous contrôlerons d'une altitude de 30 000 pieds. D'ailleurs, Jerry Lewis.
Live from Las Vegas, this is the Joe Dickhead NFL Picks Thanksgiving Weekend Special. Stay tuned for my special commentary, Joe Dickhead's Perspective. Who are the flashiest football players in the history of the National Football League? Good evening, everyone. High above the strip here in Las Vegas, this is Joe Dickhead with the NFL Picks. Looking ahead for this Thanksgiving weekend and beyond, there are some great football games, and if you call our all-important hotline, we'll give you better deals this weekend in the National Football League. Call my hotline, 213-251-3189, 213-251-3189, 213-251-3189. Give us a call and we'll give you the picks. And the professor, I know you love, you absolutely love that Chicago-Detroit game.
No doubt about it. Oh, God. Give me some water, will you?
Yeah. This is Joe Dickhead, along with the professor here, for our NFL picks. Miami plays Dallas on a big Turkey Day special. I predict that Dallas will win the game 15-22.
That's right. I think that Detroit is going to lose to Chicago, so I agree with you.
Thank you. What's the score of that Detroit game?
I think Detroit will lose to Chicago 4-11.
That's right. This week here on Joe Dickhead's NFL Picks, we're giving you not only who we pick in the game, we're giving you the score. So it's Chicago beating Detroit 4-11.
That's right, and Dallas is going to lose to Miami 15-22.
Moving on here, Jacksonville and Baltimore. Can the Ravens be any worse? Can Jacksonville be any hotter? The Jacksonville Jaguars are definitely the best team in the National Football League right now. And if you want to know which team I think is the best team in the National Football League right now, call my hotline.
Call our hotline, 213-251-3189, and we'll tell you that we think Jacksonville is the best team in the National Football League. But you won't find that out unless you call our hotline.
This is Joe Dickhead, along with the professor, and my score for the Jacksonville-Baltimore game, Jacksonville wins 8-29.
Final score, 29-8. Jacksonville will win.
Arizona and the New York Giants, the Arizona Cardinals. Do you know that the San Francisco 49ers passed on a possible draft of Jake Plummer and went with that Druckenmiller asshole? Boy, oh boy, genius move there for what's left of the brain trust in San Francisco. But have no fear, because the New York Giants, playing at home at the Meadowlands, will beat the Arizona Cardinals 19-2.
That's what we think the score will be, 19-2. So you can give Arizona and 16 points, in or 17 if you want a tie. But the tie, I guess the bookies don't pay a tie.
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, bookies don't pay a tie. So we're giving Arizona and 16 points.
The San Diego-Minnesota game, that'll be interesting. The San Diego Chargers started this season with such promise, and now they look like crap. Call our hotline at 213-251-3189, and we'll tell you what we think will happen in that San Diego-Minnesota game if you call Joe Dickhead's hotline tonight.
But if you don't want to call Joe Dickhead's hotline, I'll tell you what I think's going to happen. I think...
Will you shut up?
No.
Get a phone. Gotta call my hotline.
I'm not telling what happened.
Don't go, please.
Minnesota's gonna win the game. Minnesota's gonna win the game. Minnesota's gonna.
Moving along here, it's gonna be Tennessee and Cleveland. Final score in that game: the Tennessee Titans beat the befuddled Cleveland Browns 15-1. Tampa Bay and Seattle. This game is a toss-up. Mike Holmgren going up against Tony Dungy, two of the best in the National Football League. We think this game will be a tie as Tampa ties Seattle 2-2.
Final score in that game will be 2-2, Tampa Bay tying the Seattle Seahawks.
Now, for our runaway game of the weekend, I mean, you will not see a bigger bloodbath in the history of the National Football League. This is Joe Dickhead. If you want to know what the runaway game of the week is, call my hotline now, and I'll tell you, it's Green Bay at San Francisco. Call the hotline now and find out about this game. 213-251-3189, as Green Bay will annihilate San Francisco. Will absolutely obliterate San Francisco. Will roll over them. Will humiliate them. Final score, 2-1.
That's right. Green Bay is going to murder San Francisco. They're going to be all over them like white on rice. They're going to be all over them like stink on dung. They're going to be all over them.
We got it.
Final score in that game, Green Bay 2, San Francisco 1. What a wipeout.
How do you score 1 point in pro football, by the way? We've been putting these scores together all weekend for you fans, and I still don't know how you score one point in football without putting an
extra point.
That's right. Thank you very, very much. You're so brilliant, Professor. The extra point.
That's how you get 1 point. Now, New York Jets play Indianapolis at the RCA Dome, and the Indianapolis Colts win that game going away 4-5.
Yes, we see two safeties scored by the Jets, but the Colts will score a field goal and one safety, and that's the final score, 4-5.
4-5, Indianapolis is going to win.
Which score do they have?
Which score would they have? Are they the winners?
Yes.
Then they'd have five.
Okay, thank you. Let me write that down. 5 and Indianapolis. Call our hotline now, 213-251-3189, and just say nothing. Just listen to the message and hang up. Just call it for something to do.
Atlanta plays Carolina at the Erickson Stadium, and Carolina will win that game 0-16.
So you see the Atlanta Falcons getting 0 points.
It'll be 0-16, a very close ball game indeed.
That's our pick for that big Atlanta-Carolina game, 16-0. And finally, Pittsburgh plays Cincinnati. That ball game will wind up in a tie. There's no doubt in my mind, Pittsburgh and Cincinnati will tie 90-5.
That's right, that'll be a tie game as Pittsburgh scores 90 points and Cincinnati gets 5.
This is Joe Dickhead with our special Joe Dickhead Perspective. Football Digest this month has the flamboyant 5, the 5 players they consider to be the most colorful players of all time. And here is their list. Incredibly, it's Chuck Bednarik of the Philadelphia Eagles, Jim McMahon of the Chicago Bears, Joe Namath of the Jets, John Riggins of the Redskins, Lawrence Taylor of the New York Giants. You've got to be kidding me! No Deion Sanders, no Sterling Sharp, no Mark Gastineau, no Andre Rison. Bull crap!
We think that this whole thing, this is bull crap, man.
Bull crap!
I think it's bull crap. Chuck Bednarik.
Chuck Bednarik, who is he? They leave Deion Sanders off the most flamboyant list of all time in the National Football League. They can kiss my white ass. They can kiss my white Jewish ass.
That's right. You're Jewish?
That's right.
Well, I feel good about myself that I'm in business with you. John Riggins, maybe. But what happened to Deion Sanders on that list?
I don't know. But this is Joe Dickhead saying there's nothing I can do about it. And if you follow any of these picks this week, you're out of your mind. Joe Dickhead's NFL picks exclusively. Because nobody else could hire me in a million years on the Phil Henry Show.
What?
+1 800-449-8686. We're going to talk a little bit with Harvey Wireman, who is my family attorney and also a gentleman that we have had on. Would you answer that line 7, please? Because I think that's Harvey. Mike, thanks. And a gentleman that we've had on from time to time during the holidays. He's not only our attorney, he's my attorney, but he's a member of the family. I want to talk with him. And we will in just a moment. But Football Digest, because Joe Dickhead was referring to a couple of things in Football Digest this month that might be a little bit controversial. One of them is their special selection, the NFL and TV, the good, the bad, and the ugly. They're picking the best announcers. and the best analysts and all the things, all the aspects of covering professional football. The most knowledgeable play-by-play guy on the air in football today, according to them, is Marv Albert. He's pretty good. I've seen Marv Albert work in the booth. He's very interesting to watch. He kind of, he walks back and forth. He paces. He has the headsets on, because I saw him in Miami and I watched him work in Atlanta a couple times. And he does this. He moves his body from side to side. Hand the ball first down. And, you know, he does that kind of thing. Weird guy. So they got him. Now, the least knowledgeable play-by-play, or the Brent Musburger Honorary Award, goes to Kevin Harlan. Do you know who he is? He's a new guy, and it's probably not fair to single out a guy that's, you know, like 1 or 2 years into it. But he used to do some play-by-play up in Minneapolis. Phil Simms, most knowledgeable analyst. Least knowledgeable analyst, Bill Moss. Do you know who he is? These guys are watching a lot of football, man. He must be a regional guy. Bill Moss?
He's an ex-lineman.
Ex-lineman, okay. Most knowledgeable studio personality, Chris Berman, Mike. he hates his guts. Least knowledgeable studio personality, Jerry Glanville. Jerry's great. You're talking about, I love that guy. In small doses, but he's great. They call him the least knowledgeable. Most accurate, bring back Dandy Don, Paul McGuire, and Dan Dierdorf for the biggest dumbasses going. McGuire works with Musburger. Who? Dick Enberg? ESPN. Now he's on ESPN. He used to work with Enberg. Most accurate play-by-play, Sam Rosen, another guy whose broadcasting foundation is in the faster-paced National Hockey League. He sees what the camera shows and speaks eloquently about the action as it unfolds. Most of these guys we've never heard of. The least accurate play-by-play guy, Pat Summerall. He now misses as much as he sees. Fox needs to make sure it has the best spotters in the business working with the man who was once great. Oh, that hurts. Best news hound, the truly knowledgeable people are the former newspaper reporters who know how to dig deep and get into the information. ESPN's Chris Mortensen and John Clayton and CNNSI's Peter King are far ahead of the competition. Best former coach on the air, John Madden. Worst former coach on the air, Glanville, who's even worse in the studio than he was in the booth. He's terrific in the studio.
Yeah.
He sucked in the booth, but he's good in the studio, and he's fun. He's fun to watch, and he had a great line when he was talking to one of those dog pound guys, that big dog dude. He says, you know, you guys have been away from football for 3 years, so what were you doing with all those dog biscuits? Eating them? Because the guy's got a gut on him. Well, that was funny at the time. Worst voice, Chris Berman at the end of one of those long Sundays. Best voice, well, anyway, you know, you get the idea. Let's get Harvey on the line. Harvey, how you doing tonight? And a happy Thanksgiving.
A happy Thanksgiving to you, Phil. I was listening to some of those picks, and it's pretty interesting stuff.
Well, you don't have to say it's interesting if you didn't like it.
I'm going to be going over for Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow at my daughter-in-law's.
Okay, so your son has moved back to California from Indiana. I know you lost your other son tragically a few years ago.
Thank you, Phil. We did, and we missed Donald deeply. But my other boy is back here. My daughter-in-law Diane is going to be cooking the turkey, and she has done this every year for 7 years. And I'm gonna have to go over there.
And when you say gonna have to.
Well, no, I enjoy going over and I enjoy seeing the family. We've got our grandkids are coming over, and I've got 5 grandkids that I enjoy, and my sister-in-law, my late wife's sister. But
why did you say you have to go over there?
Well, I don't like the deception. I've always hated deception, and I've always hated lies. And the lie that we live every year.
In what way, Harvey?
Well, it's something that is a lie that we have lived every year for the last 7 years, as long as Diane has, quote, cooked Thanksgiving dinner, end quote. And I was let in on it 1 year. She let me, she told me, actually by accident discovered, because I saw the van coming down the driveway, and she swore me to secrecy because everybody thinks she's such a great goddamn cook, you know.
And I don't understand. What are you talking about, the lie?
Well, the lie that I'm talking about, as I mentioned it to Mike, is the lie, she buys the turkey dinner. She doesn't.
Does she, what she says, she doesn't cook it?
No, she doesn't cook it. She goes over here to one of these grocery stores, and she gets this butter, the butter ball. She gets the butter ball. And and that,
well, what are you talking about the lie? Give me some background here.
I'm giving you the background. She claims to everybody that she cooks the turkey dinner. And she goes and does one of the things that I cannot stand. She goes over to the grocery store and she buys the complete butterball turkey with the old-fashioned stuffing. She's got the baked yam. You know how I know what she's going to make?
No.
Because I'm reading it in the newspaper right now. I'm looking at what Ralph's is going to be selling her.
And so she has this turkey dinner that she sets up, and everybody believes that she's cooking it.
I have had to put up with this for 7 years, and I'm going to tell you something. You know, Diane's a good girl. First of all, though, she's my son's wife, so I've got to respect her. But I'll tell you, she can't cook. I had a very good friend, Chet Faver, I was in the Marine Corps with, and Chet was taken prisoner by the Japanese in the last months of the war. He literally spent 6 months in a Japanese prisoner of war camp. And Chet spent a Thanksgiving with us, and he ate her cooking. Okay? This was before she started buying the butterball. And he told me later that he actually got nostalgic for the prisoner of war camp food.
And oh, come on.
I am telling you the truth. He said he got misty-eyed thinking about what the Japs served up in a prisoner of war camp after he ate.
He got misty-eyed thinking about being in a prisoner of war camp because he didn't like.
Because he couldn't stand eating her crap canned cooking. So she goes out. And she,
well, if her cooking's that bad, then why not order up a butterball?
Because she wants everybody to think that she's a great cook. And I'm the only one that knows it. I'm the only one that knows it. And she says to me, oh, let's get the turkey out of the oven. And I'm sitting there thinking, God almighty, when will the lies end? When will the deceit end? When will the deception end? Do I have to live this hell every year, going over to her house, sitting there with my grandchildren and with my in-laws and with my friends and looking at her and her big fat ass waddling in with a turkey that she didn't cook? And, I'll never forget Chet. He cried over how great the Jap gruel was in the rice paddy prisons compared to this food that she cooks.
All right. Well, if her cooking is so bad, then why not let her have her little, why not have her buy the stuff there at the grocery store?
Because she's not a good cook, and she wants everybody to believe it. Now I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do.
Well, hold on. We got to take a break. Tell us after the break.
Great.
Phil Hendry 先生一齐飞行，我哋现在正系响30,000尺高空中飞翔。顺便告诉大家 ，Chopstick。
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Harvey Wireman, attorney at law. We're talking a little holiday time, and you're on your way over to your daughter-in-law's tomorrow. You've been going there for 7 years, right?
Seven years, Phil. We've had this,
and you have a problem with her claiming she's a great cook.
I got a problem with her claiming she's a great cook when she, number one, she claims she's a great cook, and her cooking made a former prisoner of war wish he was back in a prisoner of war camp eating their slop. Now,
come on, Harvey.
I'm not kidding you. That's how bad she cooks. And yet, she's got everybody believing she's a great cook because she goes over to Ralph's and gets the butterball turkey. And
well, what do they got?
Well, you can get the roasted butterball with the old-fashioned stuffing, the baked yam casserole, cranberry sauce with apples and pears, dinner rolls, turkey gravy, mashed potatoes. It serves 8 to 10 people. It takes 2 hours to heat it up, and it's $40, for Christ's sake. Her food tastes like insects and someone's ass. That's how bad it is, Phil. And yet she's got people who are
Could you watch your language the day before Thanksgiving? I would appreciate it very, very much.
Forgive me, but she's got people believing she's a great cook.
All right, and what is your resentment toward? Well, you know what? Hold on. We got some people calling in. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. Do any of you guys buy these prepared turkeys? And
well, I bet you people do buy them.
Hold on, Harvey. Do any of you buy these prepared turkeys on Thanksgiving? Sounds like an easy way to go.
Well, if they do buy them, they're not running around telling people that they cook the damn thing. That's the point that I'm making.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Charleston on the Phil Henry Show. Hi. Charleston, hello.
Oh, I didn't hear you say it.
How are you, dear? Yes.
What? I don't see what the big problem is with this lady saying that she cooks it. I imagine
that's a filthy lie.
Okay, so what?
So what?
I imagine there are other relatives who know that she does do the cooking, but they're just too polite to say anything to her.
They all comment to me after, oh, isn't she a great cook? And every year I've got to put up with this.
They're just too polite to say that they know that she doesn't cook.
No, they don't know it. Believe me, they tell me.
I don't think anybody's as dumb as you're letting on.
What's dumb about me?
No. I didn't say you were dumb, but they're not that dumb either. You're calling them dumb because you think that she's pulling the wool over their eyes.
She's got these. Let me tell you something. I don't know what is your name? My name's Harvey. What's your name?
My name's Melinda.
Melinda, okay. I'm 78 years old. I fought with the United States Marine Corps in the North Pacific.
Yeah.
I've been an attorney, and I've been retired, but I was an attorney called before the bar for some 47 years, all right?
Yeah, and what's your point?
My point is this. I know a dumbass when I see one, and my relatives, as much as I love them, are some of the dumbest sons of bitches you ever laid your eyes on. And when she comes waddling in with her big fat ass and says, oh, here's another turkey, they're all falling all over themselves with the compliments about how good it was.
Well, why couldn't this lady be right? Why couldn't they just be polite?
Bull crap.
You don't believe it?
Not my relatives.
Well, what difference does it make anyway?
What difference does it make?
Is she hurting anybody?
Don't you think that people should know the truth about a woman's cooking? That's so bad. A prisoner of war. A prisoner of war wanted to go back and spend time with the Japanese rather than eat her cooking.
Well, if that's
what
he wants to do, fine. Let him do that.
Well, let me ask, are you a cook?
What's it hurting for her to...
Are you cooking your turkey tomorrow, dear?
No, I'm not. I'm going to someone's house.
You're not... So you don't even know what you're talking about.
Yes, I do. I've made turkeys before.
You've made turkey before?
Yeah.
And
cooking tomorrow.
And what would happen if someone went up to you and said, Melinda, I'd rather be back in a rice paddy prison than take one more bite of your food?
He didn't say that, did he?
No, he's polite.
Well, there you go. That's exactly the point this lady's making. Maybe they're being polite.
Yeah, but the Ralph's did Butterball Turkey's pretty goddamn good. And
please watch the language, okay? I'm getting complaints from affiliates all over the place about language. Please watch it.
Forgive me. I'm sorry.
And if it's the Butterball Turkey, it's the Butterball Turkey. Does she have it in the oven?
Oh, yeah. She got to heat it up. So she has people come by and go, oh, look at the turkey I'm making. She's just heating it up. Jeez.
All right, ma'am, thanks.
These relatives probably aren't all so stupid that they don't realize what she's done.
Maybe
there are a few of them who don't know, but I imagine there's at least one or two.
You don't know my family.
I don't know your family.
Thank you for your call, ma'am. Thanks. Here is Oxford on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
Hey there. How you doing?
Real good, ma'am.
Hey, listen, Harvey.
That lady thinks she knows my family. Yeah.
Listen, you know, it could be worse, buddy. You could not have a meal at all. You know, you're saying it's such a horrible Thanksgiving.
I can go with my girlfriend.
Wait, let me finish.
To my house, I can cook a bird myself.
Well, that's great, but what if you're saying it's such a terrible Thanksgiving and you have to suffer through this. I would think suffering would be not having a Thanksgiving, number one.
Wait. Suffering is when she waddles her big fat rear end into the dining room and says, look what I've prepared. And she just picked it up over at the grocery store.
Right, and if you say her cooking is so bad that she made somebody want to go back to a prisoner camp, be happy that you don't have to eat that terrible food and that she's providing something that's edible.
Actually, last year she cooked Thanksgiving dinner, okay?
Yeah.
And you should have seen everybody's face when they took a bite of the food. Their faces actually curdled.
Right. So
have you ever seen a have you ever seen a human being's face curdle?
And but do you hear what this woman's saying? Thank God. Thank
exactly.
God she's going to Ralph's and buying the $40 butterball that serves 12 people or whatever. I mean, thank God she's doing that.
Well, everybody's happy.
That's fine, but does she have to tell everybody she cooked it?
What
Why
is
she doing that?
Maybe she's so humiliated that her cooking is so rotten that she wants to save some face.
Exactly.
Well.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, in other words, everybody.
She's a lying bitch.
Oh, come on.
Harvey, have a gracious Thanksgiving, buddy.
Hey, what?
Seriously.
What?
Have a gracious Thanksgiving.
How great is what?
Have a gracious Thanksgiving.
All right, that's fine, but I don't think dishonesty goes well along with it.
I think you're making a big deal out of nothing. I think the poor woman has probably been so humiliated over her rotten cooking.
I'd rather go to Denny's than eat the slop.
Oh, now hold on, man, because she's so humiliated over her rotten cooking, she wants somebody to like her cooking, so she goes out and says, you know, I made this. Let her have her fantasy.
You know what I'm going to do?
What?
She always has me carve the turkey.
Yeah?
I'm going to stand up and I'm going to say, and this was bought at Ralph's supermarket, and I'm going to stick the knife right in the back of that thing and sit down.
And what will you gain? What will you gain besides humiliating that poor woman?
And then I'll sneeze on it. Just for
what will you gain by humiliating that poor woman?
I don't know. I guess nothing.
I guess nothing, exactly. Just to make somebody sad. Just
hey,
to make someone upset. Thanks,
man,
for your call. Just to make somebody sad and upset and humiliated.
Well, I don't know. I just.
I mean, if her cooking is so bad that a guy who used to be, what was he?
He was on the Bataan Death March.
The guy was in the Bataan Death March, and he'd rather go back and eat what the Japs served him. Pardon me for saying Jap.
No, that's what they were. They were Japs.
All right, Japanese, than eat her cooking.
You got it.
I would say, thank God she's shopping at Ralph's.
You think it's funny, Henry. You ought to eat some of this stuff.
All right, well, I'll eat the Ralph's. That sounds pretty good to me. Los Baños on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, ma'am. Turn your radio down, please.
Okay, my husband wanted to hear it.
Yeah.
This is Christy.
You know, if I got to hear, oh, your yams are so delightful, one more time. I'm serious.
Harvey.
Go ahead, Christy.
Are you being a nasty old man?
What can we do for you, ma'am?
Well, I just wanted to ask Harvey what he thought the meaning of Thanksgiving dinner was.
All right, thanks a lot. That's kind of a boring call.
Jesus Christ. Do I have to stay on much longer?
No, I got rid of the call, okay.
Because some of these people are...
They were interesting, all right.
We're getting into the meaning of Thanksgiving, Henry. You better put that Yardbirds record on a little bit quicker than you anticipated.
Okay, but do you understand what I'm saying? Why humiliate the poor woman? Why make her feel bad?
Well, because, you know, it's part of my... It's just I like to do it, that's all.
You like to make people unhappy. How about resisting the temptation? Let her have her fantasy. Let her lay out that...
All right, well, I'll let her have her fantasy, Phil, but I want to say something, okay? Any one of your listeners that can't get up off their fat ass and go into a kitchen and make Thanksgiving dinner, and they got to go over to a supermarket and buy it, they are a bunch of fat asses. And
so that's what your problem is. You think people shouldn't be doing that. They should be making their own Thanksgiving. What if they're rotten cooks like her?
Well, if they're rotten, fine. But you ought to get up off your big, fat ass and go over.
You love saying that word, don't you?
Well, just go over and cook the turkey, for crying out loud.
All right, let's go to Clearwater on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. I think he's a crotchety old man, and I don't know why you give him all the time that you're giving him.
You come on
and
pretty strong, don't you,
why
baby?
Does he go there? Just stay home. Go somewhere else.
Do you cook?
Yes, I do cook, and if that man that was in the prisoner of war,
yeah,
and he thought that food was better, I think the woman's food is that bad, then he probably come back with some mental problems himself.
Wait a second.
And I think
wait
you're just a
second.
Mean old man with a bad mouth.
What do you cook?
You have a bad
what do you cook?
Mouth.
Seriously, what
take
do you
take the
cook?
Lord's name in vain
all
about
I said
a day
was,
that you should be thankful.
I'm very
don't
thankful
go to her house.
Don't go to her house.
And then you call her a fat butt. You got a lot of nerve.
She's got a large butt. What do you want me to tell you?
So what? It's none of your business.
Stay home. How can you say it's none of my business when she's wiggling that thing all through the kitchen and the house, sticking it in everybody's face?
Is anybody making you go? Do you have a gun to your head to go?
Yes. They want me to go. They're always bugging me to go.
Then stay home.
No, because it'll piss off my grandkids.
You're just a crotchety old man.
Oh, so your cooking is really great.
You should just be thankful, but you're a crotchety old man.
Your cooking's that good, huh? That you can make those.
Yeah, I'm a pretty good cook. Yes, I am.
All right. What do you make? What's your best dish?
Just about anything I make, I can make good. I can follow a recipe, or I can deviate.
You can deviate
from recipes. I am a good cook, yes. But I certainly would not go to somebody's house and talk about, especially my daughter-in-law, the way you do.
My daughter-in-law is a wonderful woman. I think she's got a big fat rear end on her, but I'll forgive her that.
And you got a big fat mouth on you that a lot of garbage comes out of.
I bet you go to the grocery store and buy the butterball turkey too, don't you?
No, I don't. But if I did, what would it be to you?
Well, don't go to her house. You're claiming to be a good cook, and you buy the butterball.
No, I don't. But this isn't about me. It's about you. You're the one that this gentleman is giving too much time to.
If I were him, I would just cut you off
and put somebody on with a better attitude.
You don't like to hear the truth. You got a bad attitude, and you're a crotchety old man. You don't like to hear the truth is your problem. Sitting there making your...
I deviate from the recipe. I speak the truth.
What do you make down there in Clearwater? Possum pie or some thing like that? Well, I'll tell you.
I can't figure out if you're a plant on this show.
I bet you know what I think you make.
Get things stirred up.
I think you make boiled ass.
You're really as nasty as you are.
I think you make boiled ass. That's what I think.
Okay, thanks a lot for your call. He has a bad mouth, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Bye.
1-800-BOILED. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. All right, hold on. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. What are you saying?
I'm saying that our cooking... is that bad?
If it's that bad, man, why would anybody want to even go to the house?
Because she's getting the... One year she cooked a turkey, Phil, and I know you want me to watch my language. I'm not trying to... It was a weird mixture of turkey and urine.
I beg your pardon?
I swear to God, that was the... It was really bad. And
all right, so like I said, thank God she's going off to the grocery store and buying it. Here is Atlanta on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I think that if you have a problem with her cooking, maybe you should cook it yourself and stay at your own house.
I don't cook.
Well, maybe you should learn how. If you have such a problem with hers, don't complain about someone else's cooking if you can't do it yourself.
I'm not a woman. I don't do that.
I'm sorry, but there are plenty of men out there that cook. If you have such a problem with this woman's cooking, learn how to cook. Don't go over.
Wait a second. There's a man I know that cooks Thanksgiving dinner. What are you talking about?
Well, give me a break. Most chefs in this world are men, first of all.
Yeah, but there's a lot of gay men that cook.
Is that what you're saying?
Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No, I'm saying you shouldn't get on the air and complain about some harmless little old woman's cooking.
Because obviously, if people are going over there,
they like her for a different reason. They're not going for the food. Maybe she's nice and people like to talk to her. And
not
I think that if I was her, I'd get the damn butterball turkey and stick it on your head.
You know something? Let me explain life to you. You're a young woman. I guess you figure you'd stick the butterball turkey on my head.
Yeah. I think you're absolutely obnoxious. If you're so old, you should know better.
First of all, you're
not even paying for it. You're getting a free meal. Who cares where
you
got it from?
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever tasted turkey and urine?
No, I simply doubt the anyone turkey in urine.
Come on out to California and have some of my sister-in-law, my daughter-in-law's.
All right, do we need to go down that road?
Well, she says to me that I'm supposed to cook. What are you talking about? Unless you're talking about some gay recipe, men don't cook.
Well, if you hate it so much, don't go.
Well, it's fine with
you.
You
have no common sense. That's so stupid.
Do you cook?
Yes, I cook.
You're kidding. What's your favorite dish?
Actually, I prefer to go out to eat. And I'm not going to complain about anybody else's cooking when they invite me to their house to eat.
So you could, but you can boil water and things like that.
Yes.
Well, what do you cook? Do you make scrambled eggs?
Yes, I can make scrambled eggs. I think anybody should know how to cook to support themselves. You shouldn't.
Isn't that the truth?
How do you normally eat?
How do I normally
eat? Ever cook for yourself?
With a fork and spoon.
And what do you do? Just open a can?
Sometimes, yeah.
Well, that's still, why can't you learn how to cook? Why would you complain about someone who's trying to be nice to you and give you food and invite you into their house? And
I go to restaurants.
But do you complain about their cooking?
No, because I've never gone to a restaurant yet where the food tasted like some kind of urine.
Oh, man. I can't believe. Don't go there, okay? Don't go there, man. Don't go and have Thanksgiving, okay?
It's too much fun.
Too much fun, huh?
Yeah, to watch your fat ass wiggling in through the kitchen door. It's great.
Teaching people along my way. Seemingly I've gone one way. Familiarity of things. But my dreaming always brings happiness 10 years' time ago. Situations we really.
This crap.
Song. Los Angeles on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, ma'am.
Are you there?
Yeah, we're right here. Go ahead.
Okay.
What's your problem?
I don't have a problem. Actually, there's a lot of good men that does cook that are not gay. My dad's 62 years of age. He put 20 years in the Navy. He was in the war.
Oh, the Navy. There
and
you
he
come.
Taught me how to cook.
The Navy.
And I've made, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't buy the store-bought stuff. I made a turkey already.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got a ham already done. I did the ham today. I have a turkey that's already stuffed and everything's ready to be done.
Have you ever had pressed ham?
Fresh ham?
No, pressed.
Pressed ham.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
You have had that?
Yes.
It's delicious, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
But
I'm not there on the face of the earth, girl.